ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं पदजयं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिं भवति नैष्टिकी। शृणुतां स्वकदा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रावण कीर्तन हृद्यन्दस्तो ह्यभद्रानि विदनोति सुहृत्सदाम्। दिस् मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंडो 5 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। संवत्सरत्सु नानायागेषु विरञ्जिताङ्ग क्रियेषु अपूर्वम् यत्तद् क्रियाबलम् धर्माख्यम् परे ब्रह्मणि यत्नपुरुषे सर्वदेवता लिङ्गानाम् मन्दानाम् अर्थ नियाम कदया साक्षात् कर्तरि परदेवतायाम् भगवती वासुदेव एव भाव्यमाना आत्मनैपुण्य मृदितकषायो हविष्वद्वद्यो हविष्वद्वद्युभे विह्यमानेषु स यजमानो यत्नभाजो देवान् तान् पुरुष अवयवेषु अभ्यध्यायन् I'll just read it once. Samvatsaratsu nanayageshu virajitanga kriyeshu abhuvam yattat kriyapanam dharmakhyam pare brahmani yatnapurushe sarvadevadalinganam mandanam arthaniyamakadaya sakshatkartari paradevadayam bhagavati vasudeva eva bhavyamana atmanaipunya mridita kashayo havishraddhadyubir vrihyamaneshu sayajamano yatnabhajo devanstan पुरुषावयवेषु अभ्यध्यायत्। वर्ड मीनिंग संवत्सरत्सु वेन बिगिनिंग टू परफॉर्म नानायागेषु वेरियस काइंड्स ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस विरजितांग क्रियेषु इन विच द सप्लीमेंटरी राइट्स वर परफॉर्म्ड अपूर्वम remote, yet, whatever, tad, that, kriyabhalam, the result of such sacrifice, dhammakhyam, by the name of religion, pare, unto the transcendence, brahmani, the supreme lord, yatnapurushe, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, Sarvadevadalinganam, which manifests all the demigods, Mandranam, of the Vedic hymns, Arthaniyamakadaya, due to being the controller of the objects, Sakshatkartari, directly the performer, Paradevadayam, the origin of all demigods. Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeve, unto Krishna. Eva, certainly. Bhavyamana, always thinking. Alpamai punyam rudita kashaya, freed from all lust and anger, by his expertise in such thinking, Havishu, the ingredients to be offered in the sacrifice, Advajyabihi, when the priest, expert in the sacrifices, mentioned in the Atharva Veda, Grihyamaneshu, taking, Saha, Maharaja Bharata, Yajamana, the sacrificer, Yatnyabhaja, the recipients of the results of sacrifice, Devan, all the demigods, Tan, them, Purushaveveshu, as different parts and limbs of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. Abhyadhyayad, he thought. Translation purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. After performing the preliminaries of various sacrifices, Maharaja Bharata offered the results in the name of religion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. In other words, he performed all the yatnas for the satisfaction of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. Maharaja Bharat thought that since the demigods were different parts of Vasudeva's body, he controls those who are explained in the Vedic mantras. By thinking in this way, Maharaja Bharat was freed from all material contamination, such as attachment, lust and greed. When the priests were about to offer the sacrificial ingredients into the fire, Maharaja Bharata expertly understood how the offerings made to different demigods were simply an offering to the different limbs of the Lord. For instance, Indra is the arm of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Surya, the sun, is his eye. Thus Maharaja Bharata considered that the oblations offered to different demigods are actually offered unto the different limbs of Lord Vasudev. Please repeat. After performing the preliminaries of various sacrifices, Maharaja Bharata offered the results in the name of religion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. In other words, he performed all the yatnas for the satisfaction of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. Maharaja Bharata thought that since the demigods were different parts of Vasudeva's body, he controls those who are explained in the Vedic mantras. By thinking in this way, Maharaja Bharata was freed from all material contamination, such as attachment, lust and greed. When the priests were about to offer the sacrificial ingredients into the fire, Maharaja Bharata expertly understood how the offering made to different demigods was simply an offering to the different limbs of the Lord. For instance, Indra is the arm of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Surya, the sun, is his eye. Thus Maharaja Bharata considered that the oblations offered to different demigods were actually offered under the different limbs of Lord Vasudev. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says that as long as one does not develop the pure devotional service or shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting, one must carry out his prescribed duties. Since Bharat Maharaj was a great devotee, one may ask why he performed so many sacrifices that are actually meant for karmis. The fact is that he was simply following the orders of Vasudev. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 1866. Whatever we do, we should constantly remember Vasudev. People are generally addicted to offering obeisances to various demigods, but Bharat Maharaj simply wanted to please Lord Vasudev. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram yatna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram, Bhagavad Gita 5:29. A yatna may be carried out to satisfy a particular demigod, but when the yatna is offered to the yatna purusha, Narayana, the demigods are satisfied. The purpose of performing different yatnas is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. One may perform them in the name of different demigods or directly. If we directly offer oblations to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods are automatically satisfied. If you water the root of a tree, the branches, twigs, fruits and flowers are automatically satisfied. When one offers sacrifices to different demigods, one should remember that the demigods are simply parts of the body of the Supreme. If we worship the hand of a person, we intend to satisfy the person himself. If we massage a person's legs, we do not really serve the legs, but the person who possesses the legs. All the demigods are different parts of the Lord, and if we offer service to them, we actually serve the Lord Himself. Demigod worship is mentioned in Brahma Samhita, but actually the sloka advocate worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. For instance, worship of the goddess Durga is mentioned this way in Brahma Samhita 5:44. Srishti sthiti pralayasa dana shakti reka chaye vayasya bhuvanani vibhatti Durga Ichcha narubam abhiyasya chachesta desa govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. Following the orders of Sri Krishna, the goddess Durga creates, maintains and annihilates. Sri Krishna also confirms this statement in Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhyakshena prakritihi suyade sacharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kundi, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. Bhagavad Gita 9:10. We should worship the demigods in that spirit. Because the goddess Durga satisfies Krishna, we should therefore offer respects to goddess Durga. Because Lord Shiva is nothing but Krishna's functional body, we should therefore offer respects to Lord Shiva. Similarly, we should offer respects to Brahma, Agni and Surya. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Das Vihari Lalita Vishakha Ji Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. There are many offerings to different demigods, and one should always remember that these offerings are usually meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bharata Maharaj did not aspire to receive some benediction from demigods. His aim was to please the Supreme Lord. In the Mahabharata, among the thousand names of Vishnu, it is said, Yatna Bhuk, Yatna Krit, Yatnaha, the enjoyer of Yatna, the performer of Yatna, and Yatna itself are the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the performer of everything, but out of ignorance, the living entity thinks that he is the actor. As long as we think we are the actors, we bring about karma bandha, bondage to activity. If we act for yatna, for Krishna, there is no karma bandha. Yajnatan karmano nyatra logoyam karma bandhanaha. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. Following the instructions of Bharata Maharaj, we should act not for our personal satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 17:28, it is also stated, Asraddhaya hudam dattam tavas tattam kutam chayad asarityuchare pata najatatpetyanoiha. Sacrifices, austerities and charities performed without faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-permanent. Regardless of whatever rituals are performed, they are called asat, non-permanent. They are therefore useless, both in this life and the next. Kings like Maharaja Ambarish and many other Rajarishis who were pure devotees of the Lord simply pass their time in the service of the Supreme Lord. When a pure devotee executes some service through the agency of another person, he should not be criticized, for his activities are meant for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. A devotee may have a priest perform some karmakanda, and the priest may not be a pure Vaishnava, but because a devotee wants to please the Supreme Lord, he should not be criticized. The word apurva is very significant. The resultant actions of karma are called apurva. When we act piously or impiously, immediate results do not ensue. We therefore wait for the results, which are called apurva. The results are manifest in the future. Even the smartas accept this apurva. Pure devotees simply act for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the results of their activities are spiritual or permanent. They are not like those of the karmis, which are non-permanent. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:23. Gadasangasya muktasya jnana vastita chedasa yatnya charada karma samagram praviliyate. The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. A devotee is always free from material contamination. He is fully situated in knowledge, and therefore his sacrifices are intended for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Akyana Timirandasya Akyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Meditam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Dubakkada Makhyam Dada Disvapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajadam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gobecha Gobika Kanda Radha Kanda Namasude Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhana Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vangcha Kalpatarubhyascha Kriva Sindhubhyevacha Padidanam Pavanibhyo Vishnavibhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mugam karo divachalam pangam langayade girim ektipadamaham vande Sri Gurum Dinatharinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mishwaram. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Budhule Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Resatarine. So, this planet was known by the name of Ajanabha because he was king of the planet before Bharat Maharaj came. Bharat Maharaj is actually a pure devotee of the Lord. So, once he started ruling the world, he did his kingly duties so nicely, everyone was pleased. And he was so affectionate to his subjects, like a father. He became so famous that since that time, this land is known as Bharatavarsha. So that way, Bharat Maharaj is a very important personality for all the people on this planet, especially those who are born in India, because this place is still known as Bharatavarsha. Probably because this land still maintains some of the Vedic civilization, even though it is very rapidly deteriorating. But the basic structure of the Vedic civilization is still here in this country. So, therefore, Bharatavarsha is also known as Punya Bhumi. Even demigods aspire to take birth in the land of India. It's also the land of so many holy places. Chardham and of course Mayapur, Vrindavan, Varanasi, Rameshwaram and of course the Himalayas. So Bharat Maharaj made this planet so famous, ruled this planet so wonderfully that he became very famous. And the land was named after him. So, and here we see that even as a king, whatever he performed was completely in full Krishna consciousness. And what was the secret of his success? That he was able to please everyone because he made sure that all the people in his land were engaged in their prescribed duties. So, this is why Krishna has created the Chadurvanyam. Chadurvanyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagasha tasya kartaram abhimam vidya kartaram avyayam. Lord Krishna actually has nothing to perform in this material world. But he has created this four spiritual orders and four social classes within human society for general peace in the society, in human society. So, this is also a very important aspect of Krishna's creation, this Varnashrama Dharma. So, Bharat Maharaj's concern was that everybody engaged in their own respective duties. Samsiddhir Haritoshnam, Varnashrama Vivagasya, that is the goal of performing duties in the Varnashrama Dharma is Haritoshnam, to actually please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. So, it is described here that as long as one does not develop pure devotional service of Sravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, one must carry out his prescribed duties. So this is how the human society is structured. Brahmanda Brahmine Kona Bhagyavani Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Ladapis. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that the living beings are wandering throughout the creation, trying to fulfill their own material desires. Manashrishtani Indiyani Pagridistani Karshati. So, koi bhagyavan jiva, one who is little fortunate, comes in the association of a pure devotee of the Lord. Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Ladabhi. So, by the mercy of the pure devotee of Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, that living being gets a seed of devotional service. Then such a person can actually take up pure devotional service. He can actually develop a taste for hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna and begin the process of devotional service. And of course, naturally, as a Vaishnava, Paradukha Dukhi, a devotee has become thus fortunate, is always acting for the welfare of all the other living beings. Those who are less fortunate, they also try to share that good fortune with others. So, but not everybody may take it up. That is just the fact of the life. That is a fact of life. Not everybody may become attracted to pure devotional service. So, but a pure devotee wants to act for the welfare of even such people. That is why there is varnashrama system is there. So, in the varnashrama system, not everybody may be a pure devotee of Krishna. But there should be a class of brahmanas who can guide everyone in that varnashrama system. So it is described here that those who have not developed attraction for chanting and hearing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then they must perform prescribed duties for peaceful coexistence in human society. And what are prescribed duties? Prescribed duties are not what are given by government orders, especially in this modern age of democracy. Prescribed duties are also given according to Vedic injunctions. So, anena prasivi shiddham, Brahma in the beginning of creation, so he received this creation, and in the Vedic literature, puro vaja prajapatihi. So, you perform these prescribed duties and then satisfy your material desires. That is what is prescribed duties. So those who are material desires may want to perform the same duties according to Karmakanda section of the Vedas. And those who are after speculative knowledge, they may want to perform prescribed duties according to the Jnanakanda section of the Vedas. Or some may want yogic siddhis. So in this way, there are people with all kinds of desires in this material world. So they have to perform their prescribed duties. As a saintly king, it was Bharat Maharaj's duty to make sure that everyone is engaged in their prescribed duties. So it is meant to be taken up by people who are, after obtaining some material benefit from the Vedas. So here we see that Bharat Maharaj himself was performing this so-called prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedic literatures. So one could ask that question. Since Bharat Maharaj was a great devotee, one may ask why he performed so many sacrifices that are actually meant for karmas. So here it is described that he was simply following the orders of Vasudeva. As a king, the king is also the representative of Krishna. Similarly, Indra is a representative of Krishna. Indra is, of course, the king of the demigods. So, representative of Krishna means he is actually carrying out the orders of Krishna. So, as a king, he has to set the example for the rest of the society. Therefore, he was performing these prescribed duties. But then, if one wants to learn from him, he should go and ask him, why are you performing these prescribed duties, sir? Then you can understand that actually he is not performing those duties to obtain any material benefit from the demigods. As he is doing his duties, he is thinking that Indra is the hand of Krishna and Surya is the eyes of Krishna. So as these things are happening, he is constantly remembering Krishna. Manmanabho madbhakto madhyajimam namaskaro. Mame Veshisi Satyam De Pradijane Priyosime. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, Manmanabho Madbhakto, always think of me, and in this way become my devotee. So in this way, a devotee gets an order from Krishna, and he simply has to execute it. So one should not think, well, why this is prescribed only for the karmis, why should I do it? I am a devotee. No. A devotee, first of all, means execute the order of Krishna.
While carrying out the order manmanacha, what is that? Nimitta matram bhavasavya sajin. He simply becomes the instrument. Mamanispara yuddhita. So Krishna told Arjuna, you kill all your relatives. You kill your grandfather Bhishma. You kill your guru Dronacharya. Everybody. You are going to fight against all these people. As a Kshatriya, you have to fight. And this we agreed. And then at the last moment, Arjuna is saying, no, how can I fight with all these people? Then there will be complete anarchy in society. There will be, women will be unprotected. He had so many arguments, which are seemingly based on Vedic scriptures. Then of course, Arjuna's good quality was that even though he said all these things, he said, I am bewildered. I do not know what is good for me. Therefore, I am surrendering unto you. Shishyasteham shadimam tvam prabannam. So, when we approach the spiritual master, this has to be our mood. I do not know what is good for me. So, whatever instruction is given to me, I should execute the instruction in Krishna consciousness. This way we can attain the perfection of life. So, in this case, of course, Arjuna was asking, acting for us, acting for the conditioned souls. He is an eternal associate of Lord Krishna. He is actually, there is no difference between Krishna and Arjuna and the Naranarayana Rishis. So then Krishna actually spoke the Bhagavad Gita, and the conclusion of that was that Karishye Vajanam Tava. Yes, I shall do as you say. So once Arjuna agreed with Krishna, then there was no looking back. He immediately engaged in full-time warfare. He did not care. Every arrow that he shot out killed somebody, met its target. So in this way he became successful and he became very famous. There is also that pastime where Krishna told Yudhishthira Maharaj that you go and tell Dronacharya that his son Ashwatthama is dead. Why? Because beginning of Mahabharata war, Dronacharya was approached by Yudhishthira Maharaj and for blessings. So he asked Dronacharya Maharaj, please bless us. So he gave blessings. But then he said, but I cannot give you the blessing that you will defeat me. Because I am fighting on the Kaurava side. And then he asked, how can anyone vanquish you? Because you know, you are our teacher, you have taught us all. Then he said, I don't see anybody who can vanquish me in battle. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj was quiet, and then Dronacharya said, of course, if I hear something unpalatable, I may lay down my weapons and sit quiet. That time somebody can come and conquer me. So then, Krishna knows all this. So Krishna told Yudhishthira Maharaj, and that the battle had come to such a stage that Dronacharya was going to completely vanquish the Pandava side. So everybody was getting worried, and then Krishna told, now you should go and tell Dronacharya, your son is dead. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking, I am Dharmaraj. I am known as Dharmaraj. I never speak a lie. How can I do this? He was singing like this. He was actually telling Krishna like that. But as soon as Krishna told this, Bhima heard this. Bhima immediately went to the other side and killed an elephant called Ashwatha. Then he came back running to Dronacharya and said, Ashwatha is dead. Ashwatha is dead. So then Dronacharya was a little doubtful. He was a pause for a moment. Ashwatthama is dead. But he thought, Bhima is very cunning. He can probably tell a lie. Then he went to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He asked Yudhishthira Maharaj. He thought, Yudhishthira Maharaj will never tell a lie. So in the meantime, Yudhishthira Maharaj also thought about this. So when Dronacharya approached, he said, yes, Ashwatha idigato hata. He said loudly, Ashwatthama. Then slowly he spoke, Idi Gajo, the elephant, is dead. So, in that way he tried to execute the order of Krishna to tell a lie, but he also thought he has told the truth because he spent, you know, the elephant is dead. So as soon as he heard it from Yudhishthira Maharaj, he laid down his weapons. And Drishtadyumna that came and conquered Dronacharya. So the point is, a devotee has to obey the order of Krishna. So in the, actually it is described in the Mahabharata, that after that, before that, Yudhishthira's chariot wheels are flying above the ground all the time. But after this incident happened, it started running on the ground. The wheels were touching the ground. And some people said that happened because Yudhishthira Maharaj told a lie. But then a very strong opinion on the other side was that happened because he hesitated to follow the order of Krishna to tell a lie. So devotee has to obey the orders of Krishna. So Bharat Maharaj was executing that. So while obeying the order, in that way actually is completely in Krishna consciousness. So even though it is a so-called karmakanda activity, by meditating on the actual purpose of the Vedic literatures, Bharat Maharaj showed the perfect example of Krishna consciousness. Yavanattu utapane sarvadasam pludodake tavanatteshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha. Whatever you can get from little ponds, you can get it from a large body of water. So one who knows this, he is actually knows the purpose of the Vedas. The same way, whatever little benefits you can get by doing different yatnas to different demigods, that and much more you can get by actually serving Krishna. So Bharat Maharaj also knows this. And he also knows that the purpose of yatna is actually to please Lord Vishnu. And Prabhupada gives beautiful examples here. When if we worship the hand of a person, we intend to satisfy the person himself, not the hand. Suppose somebody says, give me some massage. Then you go and give massage to the hand of that person. Then by giving massage to the hand of the person, you are actually pleasing the person, not just the hand. Okay, the hand is, it is in the person's mind that the hand is okay or not okay. But the same way when you give massage to the legs, you are not actually pleasing the legs, you are actually pleasing a person. The same way when you are trying to offer something to different demigods, that's actually meant for the pleasure of Krishna. If Krishna is not pleased, then results will not come. So, therefore, the Prabhupada's standard analogy here, if you water the root of a tree, the branches, twigs, fruits and flowers are automatically satisfied. When one offers sacrifices to different demigods, one should remember that the demigods are simply parts of the body of the Supreme. So, the same way, another example that is always given is when we see a person is nourished and not properly nourished, if he is hungry, then we should feed the food to the stomach, not to the hands and legs. So when the stomach is satisfied, the whole body is satisfied. Similarly, if Krishna is worshipped, then there is no need for separately worshipping any demigods. So that point is always understood by the devotee, and the devotee never deviates from this. Devotee is always serving Krishna. And Prabhupada emphasizes, this was foreseen by Brahma also. Brahma is the first living being in the creation, in a universe. So Brahma, after so much meditation, he saw the whole creation, both spiritual and material. And he could understand that people are going to come and worship different demigods and everything. So he started actually glorifying Krishna. And in that glorification he also included verses about demigods. But even the verses about demigods, he put it in such a way that it is understood that when that demigod is actually serving Krishna, and when the aim of life is actually to worship Krishna. Then example is given by Prabhupada, Srishti Sthini Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Regha ಛಾಯೇವ ಯಸ್ಯ ಭುವನಾನಿ ವಿಭತ್ತಿ ದುರ್ಗಾ ಇಚ್ಛಾನುರೂಪಂ ಅಭಿಯಸ್ಯ ಚೇಷ್ಟತೆ ಸಾ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ. Following the orders of Sri Krishna, the goddess Durga creates, maintains and annihilates. Otherwise, if you simply study Vedic literatures, you will see Durga being glorified as the topmost goddess and everything. You will not see this connection to Krishna. Here Brahma is very clearly saying, following the orders of Sri Krishna, goddess Durga creates, maintains and annihilates. It is first of all established that Durga is servant of Krishna. Sri Krishna also confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyadesa chararam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. So while Durga is important, she is not as important as Krishna. In fact, King Kulasekara prays that Kida Samastha Sura. In front of the glories of Krishna, what is the glory of different demigods? Kida Samastasura. All the different demigods taken together, they look like little insects in front of the glories of Krishna. So that is the possession of Krishna. So therefore one should understand what is the greatest fortune that devotees have obtained by coming in touch with Lord Chaitanya's movement. Koi Bhagyavan Guru Krishna Prasade Vai Bhakti Ladabit. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, we have been given the seed of pure devotional service. So little seed, everyone has got little seed of pure devotional service. And it is our duty to execute the orders given by the spiritual master. They are representative, the temple president. And simply follow their orders and do everything in Krishna consciousness. In this way, Lord Chaitanya has envisaged this movement to cover the whole planet for the next 10,000 years. So if we do our part in Lord Chaitanya's movement, then we will be assisting the Lord in their mission. So that has to be done so that more and more people can become under the shelter of this ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada is glorified as the person who built ISKCON, built a house in which the whole world can live. So that has to become a reality. For that we also have to play our part. So main thing is that main difference between Bharat Maharaj and an ordinary person who performs Karmakanda activities is that Bharat Maharaj simply wanted to satisfy Krishna. He had no goals, he had nothing to ask from Krishna. Whereas ordinary people want to get something from Krishna. So just to get a set example for them, he performed his sacrifices. But they can also learn from him that everything is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was, he set the example of being the Vaishnava's merciful nature. So Prahlad Maharaj, as a boy, he was horribly punished by his father, demoniac father, in so many ways. So, and to protect his pure devotee, then Prahlad Maharaj said, I am getting my strength from the Lord who is omnipotent, omnipresent. Then when Hiranyakashipu said, well, if he is omnipresent, is he there in this pillar also? Because he was thinking, one devotee was describing, he was thinking that this pillar, I don't know about the trees, plants and everything, that's all probably made by God. But this palace was built by my own personal hands, under my supervision. How could he be inside the pillar? He asked, is there Hiranyakashipu, is the God in this pillar? And Prahlad Maharaj said, yes. So then he struck out. He thought, I can just prove now that God is not there. He just struck out the pillar. And then Nrisimhadeva came from there. And then after a little battle with this demon, Nrisimhadeva was killed him on his lap. So then, and he was so angry. Nrisimhadeva was so angry, transcendently angry. Anger from out of this world, like they say. So he was so angry that Lord Shiva could not approach him, Brahma could not approach him, and Lakshmi Devi was afraid. And then everybody was looking, and then they saw little Prahlad. They said, "Prahlad, you please go and pray to Nrisimhadeva." I don't think any of us can do this. So Prahlad went. And Prahlad went, and what was his prayer? "I am not afraid of you. Why? I am only afraid of material existence, not afraid of you." So, as soon as he saw Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadeva was completely smiling. He said, "My dear boy, come here. What do you want? What benediction can I give you?" Then he said, "My lord, why do you make me like this? Why should I want to do business with you? I am not worshipping you for anything in return. Why do you want to give me some blessings?" Then another thing said, no, still you ask for some benediction. And then Prahlad said, "Well, if you insist on giving me some benediction, see this father, you have just killed my father. And he has committed so many atrocities. Now he is going to get all the reactions. So please cancel all his reactions." So to one who is his enemy, Prahlad Maharaj is seeking his welfare, thinking of his welfare. That is the nature of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava has no enemies. He is acting always for the welfare of everyone, everybody. He doesn't see anybody as his enemy. Even those who think, "I am his enemy," he doesn't think that person is his enemy. He is in complete Krishna consciousness. He is not on the ego, false ego platform. Enemy and friend comes from the false ego platform. So he could see. So, and then Nrisimhadeva was immediately pleased. He said, "Oh, you have asked for such a nice benediction. What to speak of your father? 21 generations before and after, they will all be liberated. Don't worry about them. Just because you are born in this family." So if we act for Krishna, as long as, okay, the Supreme Lord is the performer of everything, but out of ignorance, the living entity thinks that he is the actor. This is another thing. Everything in this world is going on by the will of Krishna. So Prabhupada says that is actually Krishna consciousness. So know that everything, even a blade of grass, moves by the supreme will of Krishna, and nothing can move without his sanction. That's actually Krishna consciousness. So, but normally people think that I did this, I have done that, I have got this much money, I will do this, my plans are like this, everything is being done by me, see how much I have achieved. Everything only thing I am performing. So as long as we think we are doing something, we are going to get the reactions for that. So apurva, Prabhupada says, is a very important word. This apurva is that when we do something, the reactions may not come immediately. It comes in the future. That is the karmic reaction. So those who think we are the actors, we bring about karma bandha. But Bharat Maharaj completely understood that Krishna is performing everything, and if we act for Krishna, there is no karma bandha. So for devotee, this is very important. Following the instruction of Maharaj Bharat, we should act not for our personal satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, "Sacrifices, austerities and charities performed without faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-permanent. Regardless of whatever rituals are performed, they are called asat. They are therefore useless both in this life and the next." Asat means non-permanent. So there, in the present society also, they are doing so many sacrifices, but they have no reference to Vedic authority. I mean, people have to go and work all day. Maybe go to a car factory and produce so many automobiles, or go under the ocean and dig up so much petrol. So many things which have no connection to Krishna consciousness, at least apparently. So if they are simply in that consciousness, "I have to produce automobiles, or I have to dig up petrol, or I have to do this, I have to do that, just so I can get some money and enjoy in this world," that is called karma buddhi, and fruitive mentality. But a devotee may take up the same things also. But if a devotee is taking up those things, one should not criticize, because there is Rupa Goswami's instruction. Pabanjikadeya buddhya harisambandivasana mumukshabi parityagam vairagyam talgugatide. If things that can be engaged in the service of the Lord, if they are rejected artificially, thinking that it has no connection with Krishna, that is phalgu vairagya. But Rupa Goswami's program is yukta vairagya. How to engage different things in the service of Krishna? So that is shown by the acharya, how to engage different things in the service of Krishna. So that way Srila Prabhupada is also instructing us in the Bhaktivedanta Institute how to use science in the service of Krishna. So that way we have our duties in the Bhaktivedanta Institute. So that is very important, how to become expert in the Yukta Vairagya under the direction of the acharya in the system that he has set up. So this is the point that Prabhupada makes towards the end in the purport. When a pure devotee executes some service through the agency of another person, he should not be criticized, for his activities are meant for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. So he gives a specific example. If he engages a priest to perform some karmakanda, and the priest may not be a pure devotee, but because the devotee wants to please the Supreme Lord, he should not be criticized. So ultimately everything is judged by the intent of the yajamana, the performer of the sacrifice. So if the temple president is giving some duty, and if it is meant for the pleasure of Krishna, we have to perform that. We cannot simply criticize, thinking that, oh, this is not pure devotional service. The intention is there from the leader to please the Supreme Lord according to the instructions that he has given, from his authorities. Then as aspiring servants in this movement, we simply have to execute those instructions. So finally the point is made that pure devotees simply act for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the results of their activities are spiritual or permanent. They are not like those of the karmis, which are non-permanent. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Gadasangasya muktasya jnanamastita chedasa yatnyacharadas karma samagram praviliyade. The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. So, because of his pure intentions, a devotee's activities do not invite any karmic results, karmic reactions. His everything that he does is actually spiritual, and the results of that is also spiritual. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has asked once, what does your chanting do? Chanting Hare Krishna. You are telling everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What does your chanting do? Chanting produces more chanting. Because by chanting continuously, under the instruction of a bona fide guru, you get actually a taste for chanting. And when taste for chanting is there, then you always feel like chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it's fully, so in this way a devotee is always free from material contamination. He is fully situated in knowledge, and therefore his sacrifices are intended for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, any questions or comments? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yes. Prabhuji, you said that if one not develop taste for hearing and chanting of holy name,
yeah,
he can follow the Vanashram Dharma.
Yes.
But in the age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Hare Nama Kevalam. So how come this contradictory statement? Can you just briefly explain this?
No, Hare Nama Kevalam is the only way you can attain perfection of life. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Kevalam, Kalava Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gadir Anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other method of attaining perfection, attaining Dharma, Kama, Moksha and Bhakti. To attain bhakti, there is only the holy name of the Lord. But if one is not attracted to the holy name of the Lord, then it is very difficult. Then he should at least be in varnashrama system. Because in the varnashrama system, even though that person is not directly serving Krishna, because of the leadership that is serving Krishna, he will get some benefit. So that is there. But pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada is so merciful that even if one is not attracted to the holy name of Krishna, then Prabhupada says, give him some prasadam. He becomes attracted to Krishna in the form of his prasadam. There is nobody who doesn't like good food in this world. Right? So if you give good food, then, oh, this is wonderful. If somebody says this is wonderful, they are directly glorifying Krishna. If you offer prasadam to him and that person says this is wonderful, that is, therefore Prabhupada said, so distribute simply wonderfuls. So one way or the other, ena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayat. A devotee doesn't simply go by the rules and regulations. I'm not saying you shouldn't follow rules and we are not studying academically. Okay, so it is mentioned, Hare Nama Kevalam, Nastyeva Nastya. So if he cannot become attracted to the holy name of Krishna, then he simply has to be a karmi. No. Prabhupada says, no, if he is not attracted to the holy name of Krishna, then you give him prasadam. And if he doesn't like this service, he doesn't get attracted to this service, give him some other service that he is attracted to. So that is the beginning, that initial attraction, yena kena prakarena mana krishna. The mind has to be captivated through one of the agencies. If it is not through the ear, maybe through the tongue, or by touching the bodies of devotees, or by smelling flowers offered to the Lord Vishnu. In this way, mana has to be captivated. So when mana comes into Krishna, if you open the door a little bit for Krishna, you will put a step inside. Once you put a step inside, you won't leave. If you give a little room for Krishna, you will come and take the whole thing. Bali Maharaj gave only 3 steps to Krishna. And he took over the whole thing. Vamanadeva. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Brahma, Vishnu and
Maheshwar.
Huh. So, question is, here Brahma is saying that following the orders of Sri Krishna, the goddess Durga creates, maintains and annihilates. So, we have to understand that Durga's position is very unique. Actually, after all, who is Durga? Durga is actually expansion of Srimati Radharani for the purpose of material creation. So, they are not contradictory in that sense. Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they have their specific roles. So Brahma actually creates, but it is also described that Brahma gets the ingredients from material nature. So material is also dependent on material nature even for his creation. Right? Then Brahma creates. So Brahma is only the secondary creator in that sense. He is getting the ingredients, he is getting the intelligence from Krishna, and Durga is also assisting in that process of creation. So creates, maintains, yes, suyate characharam, mayadhyakshena prakritihi suyate characharam. Krishna is also not denying. Krishna says here, this material nature is working under my direction. So Krishna is allowing everyone to do something, but under his direction. So in that sense, in different contexts, the roles of different personalities may be more emphasized. So here it is emphasized that Durga is creating, maintaining and annihilating. If you are going to talk about Lord Shiva, then definitely you will say Lord Shiva is the destroyer.
Anything else? Grandhiraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.